Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, Peter Gabriel.
I love this video.
Oh, no.
Now, am I right, Ed, this was about him kicking his drug habit?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Now, what's he looking up?
I thought someone said this is about him kicking his drug habit. I could be wrong about that.
You could be right.
Joining us right now.
I knocked somebody out of Peter Gabriel concert.
Courtesy of the Windows Nation, you did. Guest hotline from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing well, man. Mike, Gabriel is going to start. I call him Peter Gabriel. Ed calls him Romeo. Roman Gabriel's a grandson. He's going to start against the Baltimore Ravens. Remember when I said... what?
Apparently not.
It's not?
No. It's Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer title lyrics are a metaphor for sex, using sledgehammer as the phallic symbol to represent male sexual power and desire.
I kicked the habit, shed my skin. All right. I think
that just means that, you know, he got an erection.
He said, this is
over
one.
There, a lot of people are circumcised.
Sledgehammer is unabashedly about sex. Big dippers, fruit cages and all.
That's Mike, you can put this in your report card. I'm glad we did this as soon as we got you on.
Anyway, so. I'm sorry, Mike.
Everybody gets an F.
Remember last week I said the Ravens will win easily over the Vikings because I don't trust the Vikings quarterback? You can just repeat that for this week against Cleveland.
I think you are correct. What is this? This is fourth start, fifth start, something like that. Mm-hmm. So you know Zach Ertz is going to go out and throw everything at him. And it's just going to look like last week where you just confuse him, you baffle him, and then you go back and you look at the film and he makes these throws where we all just say, why did you throw that? How did you throw it? And what's going on? And the Ravens just need to take care of business.
Hmm. What do you think we do? How do you mitigate Myles Garrett in this game with an offensive line that just outright, they stink right now? Just, I don't know what else to say. They're not good.
Every time I watch the Browns play, it's the same scenario. It's been going on for a year, 2 years now. Is their defense comes out and plays extremely hard. And they do it for two quarters to kind of gauge where their offense is. And they just go, we're not scoring any points today. We're not going to do anything. So at halftime, we're just going to quit. And I think that's what's going to happen this weekend. They'll get to that point. That situation where they just look at their offense and go, oh, we're really bad. Remember years past, they had Nick Chubb, they had a running game, they had a very good offensive line, and their defense played lights out. And then it all started to shift.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe Cincinnati had a part in this because they went out and got their big quarterback and he took them to the Super Bowl. And then you see the Ravens started to shift the same way. With Lamar Jackson and building around him. I get it. I don't believe in it, but I understand the philosophy. And you see it in the AFC North. That's what has happened to that division.
Mike, so is you know, we know it can be a house of horrors at time. We talked to Ken McCusick earlier this week that talked about the pressure that Lamar was under this past week, only having
I think two opportunities of 3 seconds or at least 3 seconds of throwing in the pocket. Myles Garrett presents some problems, but this defense for Cleveland, I feel like the offense just leaves them out to dry. So if you can kind of weather the beginning, you're going to have some opportunities to have big plays in the second half.
Well, and that's what it's always been about. That's Cleveland. That's what makes them them. They have a great defense, but there are just so many times when they have absolutely no offense. None. And maybe if their defense forces a couple turnovers and they put the Ravens in some bad positions. But other than that, I don't see it. Who won their offense? Let's look at the receivers. Who, besides Njoku, who scares you?
Well, the kid Fannin's pretty good, the other tight end that they've been using a lot. But again, I don't think there's any fear there. Jerry Judy's a nobody.
Yeah, he actually leads them in receptions, Harold Fannin.
Yeah. Right. But other than that, I mean, you don't have anybody scares you. You don't have a running back that scares you.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, because Quinshon Judkins doesn't scare you?
Not me.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think anybody scares me on this team.
I mean, even Mike, if you go back and look at Judkins' big game where he had 3 touchdowns, he had like 20-some carries for like 79 yards. He was running for just over 3.5 yards a carry or something. Nothing wrong with that, but it's like, yeah, he compiled and he got opportunities when they got down near the red zone. So I'm not I think he's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's decent, and I think he can be better if you improve your offensive line. But they're not to that point. And will they ever get to that point again? I don't know. I've always supported a coaching change in Cleveland. It's about time. They need to change and get some new people, some new blood in there, and see where they go from here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, I don't know if you need a coaching change or an owner change. It's like, they just can't
see. Well, you know you're not going to get an owner change.
No. It's just what just worries me is I think the Ravens win. They're a much better team. They actually have something to play for. Browns always give them trouble. And I don't believe in historical play because it's different people every game. But there's something about the way they play Cleveland that bothers me. And you got the Ravens seem to be struggling. They're winning, but they haven't looked great offensively. And Cleveland has a really good defense. They may play for 2 quarters and just give up, but they're still pretty damn good, tough against the run. Like, what do you think they have to do to win this game, other being the Ravens?
Well, you know something? You could say that for all of these teams that play in the division. Mm-hmm. I mean, before when Minnesota, they beat Detroit, and they looked pretty good. And I'm like, wow, that team, boy, if they play the Ravens like this, this could be a game. But they're in the division. So it's like Jim Schwartz said earlier this week, hey, you're not going to come out and surprise anybody. You're not going to do anything that we haven't seen before. You just go out and play in the team that makes the least mistakes, turnovers. They win the game. Well, that's kind of the way you look at it approaching this game. Like, you know Cleveland's going to play hard. It's not like if they play Pittsburgh, the Steelers are going to play hard, too. And Cincinnati's going to play hard, even though they can't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. But that's just because they know each other so well. But when it comes down to it, your quarterback, that's the key position on your team. And you're trotting out a rookie. That's not good. Your offensive line is a little banged up. I don't think they're going to win. I think it would be a hard-fought game for a half. And then it's just like Myles Garrett will call up and say, can we get the U-Haul trucks ready? This season's pretty much over, and now we're 2-8 and 2-9, and can we just go home? And that's what's going
to
happen.
Mike, you got a chance to hear Grant Delpit, the safety for the Browns, talking about Keaton Mitchell and how explosive and that he makes fast guys look not so fast. It is interesting to hear other people talking about him. When do we start to see him get a few more touches per game? It does. Like, I realize the team didn't know that he was on the roster for the first 5 weeks of the season. What are your thoughts? Do we start to see him get a few more touches per game?
I think John Harbaugh said it Monday. You know, we got to get this guy involved more. You know, I think Todd Monken just forgot about him in the second half of that game because they were running Derrick Henry and he just said, let's just keep going with what we got. The beast is controlling the game. Had 11 carries for 42, 43 yards in the second half. Let's just keep pounding the ball. And that's what they did. But, hey guys, I'm with you. You got to touch the ball 5-6 times a game where you just toss it to him and let him get around the corner and see what happens. And he played well last week. He's played well the previous 2 weeks, matter of fact. He's got to get in the game, find a place for him, situations for him, and let him touch the football.
I hate to say this, but if this guy played for Andy Reid, he would be a phenomenon in the NFL. They would find different plays and gadgets to get him the ball, and we just can't find a way to do it here.
Well, you just have to. I mean, jet sweeps, quick sweeps, quick tosses. Just get him the ball. Just let him catch the ball. And you're right. Andy Reid would find a way to get him the ball. And Todd Monken needs to do that as well.
Give me a score and a winner, Mike.
The Ravens win 24-6. I don't think the Browns can't score.
I agree.
They can't score points. Maybe they'll get a field goal, two field goals. But other than that, the Ravens win this 24-6.
Mike Preston, we will see you on Monday. We'll hear from you.
I'll call in money, headed to Cleveland, the mistake by the lake, and go in there and have some fun.
Come on, man. You got plenty of time to get back here and get your ass in here. It's like you don't like seeing us or something.
Well, actually, you know what? I'll be back in Baltimore by 7:25 because I got to catch that 5:50 flight. But, hey guys, I really don't want to see y'all that bad. The game starts at 4:25. I don't want to see y'all that bad. Jeremy, I love you, man, but I ain't coming in there and seeing all of that.
Hey, you know what? You can see me on YouTube now because our show's on YouTube.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll be calling in. See you guys.
All right. Take it easy, Mike.
Check out these bedroom blues with this hoodie that Ed bought me that gets my eyes popping.
Right. Week 11 picks at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, reaction from ALNL MVP choices. Did someone get robbed? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.